T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A Dunkin' employee has been charged with spitting in a state trooper's coffee. Police say 25-year-old Vincent Sessler was arrested a day after authorities say he spit in the drink at the chain's Garfield Ridge location on Archer Avenue on the southwest side. The trooper says when he removed the lid, he noticed a large piece of mucus floating inside his coffee. Sessler has been released on bond. He's back in court later this month. It's quiet in Chicago this morning after a protest downtown last night, one that was larger than expected. The demonstrators called for police reform, and many were college students. Netta Mohammed Black of the Youth Project 100 spoke with CBS 2.
There's no tension in the crowd. The only people who exist with tension are the people who are there to stir up trouble. I have no concerns for agitators. If there are agitators, then we'll deal with them accordingly, the way we have to deal with them.
Several Chicago police officers were positioned nearby the gathering, but those running the rally called on demonstrators not to engage with the police officers. No one in custody yet after that shooting death of the 9-year-old boy in the Cabrini Green neighborhood. Janari Andre Ricks shot in the chest, apparently caught in crossfire Friday evening. His mother, Jaleesa Ford, spoke with CBS 2.
He said, "Mom, can I come outside and play?" I said, "Sure." And when he went out, my baby never came back home.
A memorial of basketballs and footballs in the form of balloons can be seen near the boy's home. Janari is one of several young children shot and killed in Chicago this summer. Now to the pandemic. New numbers from Illinois. The state health department says there have been more than 1,600 new confirmed cases of the disease. That includes 8 deaths. The current statewide positivity for cases is at 3.9%. This keeps the state in phase 4. In Indiana, testing there has confirmed nearly 1,000 additional cases of COVID-19. East Aurora School District 131 and West Aurora School District 129 have changed their minds and are now looking to begin the school year with all remote learning. Both of Aurora school districts say they are looking to reverse course from their original hybrid learning plans released a week earlier because of the current rate of COVID-19 cases in the area. Because the districts say the change is also necessary in order to meet the current public health guidelines in Illinois. In other news this morning, Congressman Bill Foster of Naperville has introduced a bill to name the post office in Elwood after Larry Walsh Sr., the longtime Will County official who died earlier this year.
The bill would name the post office the Lawrence M. Larry Walsh Sr. Post Office. Walsh died June 3rd at the age of 72, battling prostate cancer. Walsh served as a member of the Elwood School Board, as Jackson Township Supervisor, twice as a Will County Board member, and as an Illinois State Senator from the 43rd District from 1997 to 2005, and he had served as Will County Executive since 2004 and did not seek re-election last year because of ongoing health issues. Dave Marcette, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.